No battles were fought here, but that didn't keep the fort from accidentally firing on its own residents. All of this week, we are in St. Joseph, Missouri, and are brought to you by stjomo.com. Check out the Pony Express, Jesse James, and much more in St. Joe. The American Countryside returns after this. No battles were fought here, but that doesn't mean it was not a very important place.
They built a fort starting kind of in September of 1861, and it was called Fort Smith after their commander, Colonel Smith. And it was built because St. Joe had changed hands a lot of times.
Joe House shares the story from St. Joseph, Missouri.
We had a very strategic importance in the country at this time. We were the western terminus of the country's railroad. We were the eastern terminus of the Pony Express.
Plus, there were major steamboat routes and telegraph lines in the community.
We had even a riot where our former mayor took the flag down off the post office and shredded it. And they threw the pole in the river. And so they decided, you know, we can't let St. Joe continue to waver here.
With both Union and Confederate sides struggling to gain control in St. Joseph, the Northerners found the highest ground and built a fort.
It's an earthenwork that was shored up. It's probably one of the highest points above the city. At one time, it had 12 cannon. It had about 2,500 troops up there.
The fort saw no major military action, but the troops were practicing their skills for an expected attack.
They did do a little target practice. One time they decided they were going to try and hit another bluff south of St. Joe, and they didn't tell the citizens, and everybody thought they were under attack. And one of the cannonballs ricocheted off one house, went down a street, went here and there, went down the basement, came out, but it ended up blowing up a privy.
Joe is hopeful that the fort will soon be preserved and open for people to see. There's currently a driving and walking tour of Civil War sites, as well as sites related to infamous former resident Jesse James. Traveling the Countryside, and this week brought to you by stjomo.com. In St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.